We are learning Masechet Bamitzia, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Hoyu Shnayim Reichvim. Two people riding one animal, and each tiny is theirs. So it says, or one guy was riding, one guy was leading the Behemah. In both cases, Yachleku. So Amar Rav Yosef. Omali Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda one time told me, Shamat Minei Dmar Shmuel, on top of Ches Amud Beis, I heard from Shmuel, Tarti, heard him two halachas. One is that I heard him two things. Rochav Manik, Chak Konim Chak Lakoni. I heard from him that there's something called a Rochav riding a behemoth or Manik or leading or slapping the behemoth. And I heard that one of them is Kaina, one's not Kaina. Veloya Dana Hemanai. I'm not sure which one's which. So Gemara says, Gemara jumps in, what's your suffix, Rav Yosef? Hey Chidami. Ilema Rochav, because Rav Yehuda said over the suffix and Rav Yosef saying over in front of Yehuda. So Hey Chidami, what's the case? The question is, by itself, is Rochav Kaina or is Manik Kaina? Then you wouldn't have a Safik. Because Manik L'chadei, Mika Man Dama L'Kani, anyone who holds Manik is not Kaina, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Behema Niknis B'Mashicha. And that's Mashicha. That's pulling, and that's a Kenyan. No shyla about it. So if you're telling me that there's a Kenyan of Rochav and Manik, you don't know which one's Kaina or not, I know which one it is. Manik is the one who's Kaina, and Eli Kamehma L'Kani, Rochav Udik Lamehma, and the one who's not Kaina is Rochav. That has to be like that. And at this point, they said, Rochav is not Kaina, what would be Pshat in our Mishnah? So, we'll speak that in a second. So, he says that, if you're telling me one's Kaina, one's not Kaina, I know which one's which. Manik is the one's Kaina, that's a Mishnah. So, it can't be the Shaila. You have a Safik, it must be it's not the Shaila. Eliyik Lameimar, El Rochav Mokim Manik Abayiluhu, which means like this, Avad the Rochav is Kaina by itself. The question is, when you have a Rochav Mokim Manik, who is better? My Rochav Odu of Dotafasba, maybe Rochav is better. Not only is it a Kenyan, but he's also holding on to it because he's sitting on it. Well, the mindset, a Kenyan of Manig is better because he's leading the Behemoth. So, Shai, what's a better Kenyan? Is the Rochav a better Kenyan because it's Tafas? Or Manig is a better Kenyan? Others learned the Ksois, Bezavadaik, that the Kuvit Shai is Avada, both of them are Kanyonim. The Shai is what's bigger Tfisa? What's bigger, Tfisa? That's the question. But in any case, the question is, Rochav Mokim Manik, who wins? So there, Taisa says, what would be the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah always, you could say, I spoke to that, what's the side to say, we have a Mechalik, Rochav is Koine, right? We're saying now, Avada Rochav is Koine. And Shaz Rochav Mokim Manik. Now, in the Havmiya, that Rochav is not Koine, what would we pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Klal Rochav is Koine. So Tosfos, the case would be like the Gemara says later on, that there's a way the Rochav is like Manig. If you're kicking it with your feet, then that's like Manig. Then for sure, that's like Manig, has the same mile of Manig. Here we're talking about Rochav without kicking it. And that's the question here. Rochav is Vada Kaina, we're saying. The Mesafik of Shmuel was, is Rochav B'Mokim Manig, which one's better? That was the Shiloh. Omer Rav Yosef, Omeli Rav Yehuda, Nechzi Anat. So Rav Yosef says, that Rav Yehuda told me, let us try to bring a raya ourselves. We have a suffix what Shmuel said, which means Shmuel, which one's kind of Manig or Rochav, when it's Rochav Makam Manig. Let's see ourselves. The Tanah, we went to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this Mishnah is talking about the Isser of Kelayim, of being Manig, two behemoths, two different behemoths together. That's what we're talking about over here. A Manig, a Shor, a Chamor, Yachtov. That's what we're talking about there. A Manig, Soifig is Aboyim. By Yeshiv Koroin, Soifig is Aboyim. We're talking about a Shor v'Chamor, I'm calling Klein, it's called Shor v'Chamor, now do Shor v'Chamor v'Yachtov. Now we Chayrish, or use a Shor v'Chamor v'Yachtov. Here, if you're a Manig, if you led them, so if it's a boy, you get Malkus, the Isser of Lo Yisachroish v'Shor v'Chamor v'Yachtov. Now Yoshev v'Karoin, but if you're just sitting in the wagon, and the behemoths are schlepping you, also so if it's a boy, then you also get Malkus. Ramea Paitas Yoshev v'Karoin. Ramea holds that Yoshev Akaron's potter, that's doing nothing. Sitting and riding the Shor v'Chamor is nothing. Umid the Apich Shmuel, and since Shmuel, we know Shmuel felt he had to switch around his Mishnah. Why? Because he held that potter is the Halacha L'Maisa, and he wanted the Rabbim to be saying potter. Umid the Apich Shmuel, v'tonecham potter mes Yoshev v'Karoin, Shema Mino, Reichav Luchadei Lekoni, v'choshek Rochav Makamanik. He says, Rav Yehuda says, that I understand the suffix. Shmuel himself says that Reichav is not Kaina at all. So of course Reichav Makamar is not Kaina. How do I know Reichav is not Kaina? It says Yeshiv Akaron is Potter. So Reichav is nothing. So if Reichav is nothing, Reichav is not Kaina, so of course, if Makamar is nothing, So you see, Reichel is not koina. So Omalei Abai, that was the kasha, that was the raya. Rabbi Yehuda want Rabbi Yehuda, same shame, Rabbi Yehuda. He wanted to bring a raya. The Reichel is not koina at all. Omalei Abai, Rabbi Yosef, Hazim Masagin Amritlon Nechzi Anan Vli Amritlon Meshvei Yehuda. You know, he told us Rabbi Yosef, we know, got sick at the end of his life and he didn't remember everything. So Abai says, you know, all the years you told us that this was your kasha. Now you're saying I'm shame, Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, yeah, Ivra, you're right. It was Taka that I said Nechzi Anan, and I remember now that Taka asked this Kasha, and V'dechir Nami, the Amrilei, Hechi Pashat Mar, so Ivra, Rashi says, Evmasu Omali Nechzi Anan, he says, it's right, what I'm saying over now is the right way, that Rav Yehuda told me Nechzi Anan, and I remember now that I asked him a Kasha. Omali Ivra, V'dechir Nami, the Amrilei, that we asked him, Heichi Pashin Mar Reichem Yoshev. We asked Rabbi Yehuda, what's your raya from Yoshev? Yoshev Leitafas Mesera. You're right there, it's riding, but he's not holding on to the leap, to the string, to the Mesera. The word leash is the wrong word. What's the English word for Mesera? What?
Brittle.
Brittle? Yeah. He's holding on to the Mesera, to the string. He's holding on to the string. But here, Rachov is Tafas Mesera, he's holding on to the string. And so let's just get the Chesed claw here. The Gemara wants to be right that Yoshev Ekarim is nothing. It means that Reichev is not Koina. So he says, the Gemara is not a Raya. Reichev is better. Reichev is riding it and holding on to the string. Masha Inkein, Yoshev is not holding, assuming he doesn't hold on to it. Zogti, the answer back, Vamaliyah, and Rehuda answered back to me, Rav Shmuel Darmi Tevayu, Maseira Loikani. Rav Shmuel answered back to me, Rehuda answered back to me, that Rav Shmuel both hold that Maseira is not Koina at all when it comes to Hefker or something like that. Maseira is only koina if I give it over, someone gives it over to me. Just holding on to Maseira is nothing. Therefore, it's not a difference. So right now what he's saying is that he had a raya from here that Rochov is not koina. That's what he said. I have a pshitas from here that Rochov is not koina. See, it's not koina. And it's not better because you're holding on to a string. It's not better.
What was the two kashas that he had?
There's one kasha only, no two kashas.
No.
What?
Tarti.
Where is it, Tarti?
I'm going to my full Tarti.
Tarti? Where is it Tarti? No, the two things he said was Rochav Amanig. Rochav Amanig. It's two things. Rochav and Manig. And one of them is Koine, one not Koine. So he's saying is Rochav Amanig. Yeah. Ikadamri, Omale Abayel Rav Yosef. Ikadamri, a different version of the same story is Omale Abayel Rav Yosef. Rav asked Rav Yosef, Hechi Pasha Ma Rechem Yosef. How did he bring a Raya from Yosef? Yosef le tofes b'mesera. Yosef is not holding on to the string. Reichev tofes b'mesera. The Reichev is holding on to the mesera. He's holding on to the bridle, to the bridle. He's holding on to the bridle. That's what it says. So that was the same kasha that we have here that Rav Yosef said he asked. Abaye asked this to Rav Yosef. Omalei, hachi tana idi. This is idi, whose name of Amira, said, brought down mesera le koni. That mesera is not koni. Itvanam arav chelba arav chuna. Mesera mechaveri koni. If my friend, when I'm buying something, gives me over the string, gives me over the leash, then you're kind of. But metzio v'nichzi ager loikani, just holding on to that brittle, this string, is not kind of. Is not kind of. Why not? Because it has to be a maisira, that you're giving over something to me. But metzio v'nichzi ager, which is hefker, that's not kind of. My losh of maisira, Amarav, Idi Israeli, Idi was masbet to me, ka'odma moisir dov l'chaveira. It means like somebody's moisir dov l'chaveira. So Vishlam Mechaveira Kani, the Kamasle Chaveira. Vishlam, you're buying something from your friend. That's a Mesira. He's giving over his kinyan, he's giving over his string. El Metzia, and it's like, man, Kamasle Likni. Who's giving over to me? So, therefore, it's not Kaina. So, basically, what we're holding over here is we had here a Suffolk Rochel Vamanik. And the Gemara said it has to be, from Shmuel's words, that it wasn't a Shiloh which one's Kaina, because then it's Pashat Minamanik's Kaina. So he said that Shmuel means to say, Ravada Rochav by itself is Koina, and Ravada Manik by itself is Koina. His suffix is Rochav Maka Manik. And then Rav Yosef or Rav Yehuda asked on Shmuel from a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says there, Yosef Karan's part, and we hold that's a Raya, Rochav is not Koina. So right now, really, and as we learn the Gemara, we have to remember two Shilas. One Shila is if Rochav is Koina at all, riding a behemoth, is that Koina at all? That's number one question. Question number two is Rochav Maka Manik, if the Rochav and a Manik together, is any one of them better than the other one? That's not a Shaila.
Is it
Yeah, it has to be Intim Slimer. Intim is a Rochav Kani, what's the Rochav Manik? It has to be Intim Slimer, yes. So Meisvei, Hoyu Shnaim, that's a Kashmar mission now. Meisvei, Hoyu Shnaim Rochav Maka Behema, it says two people riding on a Behema, or Echad Rochav Echamanik, what's the Halacha? Yachleiku. pretty clear that Reichav is a Kenyan. And not only that, pretty clear that Rachav HaKamanik is a Choyku. So this Mishnah, our Mishnah, Mamish, is a riot to everything. Hoyustein Rachav Gabahema, money. Ilim Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir who says that Yoshev is Koina, we split around the Mishnah, so we switched around the Mishnah, so Rav Meir holds Koina, Ilim Rav Meir, has to Yoshev Kani Rachav Abayi? Of course, it's possible that Rachav was Koina. It won't be the Chiddush of our Mishnah. It can't be Rav Meir, because our Mishnah wouldn't be a Chiddush. So we know it's Mishnah Yaseir then. And we know that already. And it's not only that, it's a Mishnah be Yechidah also, and then we wouldn't pass like that, but it says it wouldn't be. It won't be a Chiddush. El Alav, it must be Rabbanon. Mishma we know, Rachav is Koina. You see the Rachav is Koina. Chara, Mishnah first Rachav Koina. It can't be Rav Meir because it's possible for Rav Meir. You don't need a Mishnah for that. It must be Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon are teaching us here that Rachav is better than Yoshev, and Rachav is Koina. So the Gemara, no. Our Mishnah is not a riot. Why? Hakamai Eskinan b'manig b'raglov. The case is that you are kicking it. That's when you're riding and kicking it. And Rashi says the kind of Mashiach shaboyit b'raglov, you're kicking it with your feet. V'ileches machmasai k'derech reich v'susim. So afraid to Gemara, if that's the case, so hainu manig. So it's manig. So just say shnei manigim. Why are you saying that's rachav manig? They're both manig. And for the Gemara, Trey Gavni Manning. It's two types of Manning. It's Manning by pulling it, and it's Manning by kicking it. Mao de Tema, Rachav, Adif, Daha Manning with Havasba. You would think that here, the Rachav is Taka Adif. Why? Because not only is he riding it, he's kicking it. So he has two milas. First of all, he's doing a regular Mashiach, because he's being Manning it, and he's also sitting on it. So maybe he wins out, and that could be Achleiku, he'll be better. Kemash Walon, no, that it's not better. It's his Chazaka is not better. It's not going to be mevatel the cheskes of the manig. If you look at Tosis Ma'otema, Ma'otema Rachav Adav Baram Tosis Pirish Cheskas Adav Vivatel's Cheskas Manig Kemaslo No the Shneim Muchzakim VeYachloiku. They're both considered Muchzakim, and it is Yachloiku. So I upon him. So it's not a Rachav Mishnah to Rachav. Why? Because the case of Rachav here was you were manig Baraglov. You were kicking it with your feet, and therefore it's manig Baraglov. So that's why it's not a Rachav. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Toshima, Shnaim Shoy Moishim Megomol, Umanigim Bechamar. The normal thing is that a Chamar, the way you fear a Chamar is through hitting it with a stick and it goes. That's manik. Moishim means you schlep it. The way you lead a Gomol is by pulling its leash, its string. That's the way it works. If you ever see a Chamar, it never has usually does not have a brittle. We call it a brittle, it doesn't have one. They give it a hit with a stick and it goes. Mashaken, a gomel has a lot of times a string, and that's the way you schlep it to put it into place with a string. That's the way the Matzias is. So you have your shnaim shoy moishchim megomel, two people with moishchim megomel, manhigim bechamar, or both of them manhig bechamar. And different, that'll be case yachloiku, because they're both being moishchim megomel, which is a normal thing of doing. They're both being manhig bechamar, which is a normal thing of doing. Or if one was Moshech, one was Manik, but me the Zayis Kanu. In such a case, it kind of. And we'll see what we're talking to Fuke by saying, but me the Zayis Kanu, we'll see what that means. But one thing you do see from Tanakhama, it seems like you can interchange the Moshech and Manik, because it sounds like, let's say, on the Gomel, Echad Moshech, the Echad Manik will be Echoiku. Why? Because either way, even though it's not the normal thing, it's still kind of. Merhuda Agus. Merhuda Mloilam Lekana, Ashtem Meshicha, the Gomel, Naga Bachamar. That it does not work until you have Mashiach with a Gamal and Haga B'chamar. That's the only way the Kenyan works. Now, this is the Braisa. K'tani Mias. It says in this Braisa, Yishayecha Moshech v'echa Manik, Mashma, Moshech Manik in, Ava Rachav Loi. It only gives a case of Moshech Manik, it's Mashma, Rachav is out of the question. There would not be any Chazakah from the Rachav. So what do you see? That Rachav is not Koina. You see Rachav is not Koina. Or at least you see that Rachav Makamanik is not Koina. But in any case, you see that Rechav is not Koina. So to Gemara, no. Who had in the fill of Rechav? You could have said Rechav also. Why does it give a case of Moshech Manik? To teach us the Salacha, that you can interchange Moshech Manik by Chamar and Gomel. They both don't need Dafka. You don't need Dafka and Haga by Chamar and Moshech by Gomel. You don't Dafka need like that. You can switch it around. Lafukim Rad Yehuda Ma'ache Shushicha V'Gomel V'Halagam V'Chamar. Gemara Smol Filip Chanami. And the Tafuki from Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ate Mashiach beGamal, Baragav beChamar." Kamashlo, no, da filu ipchanami kani. Frey to Gemara, ihachi Levin listu. If the Tanakhama holds that both are true, so why don't we just mix it together? Shnayim shem moishchem and higim ben migal ben mechamor. Why don't we say it like that? What's the ihachi? That's a good kasha. We'll tell you the Tosha Rosh in a second. What's the kasha first? The kasha is that Avivai Tanakhama holds that moishchem and manik can be by both gomel and mechamor. Why don't we just say shnayim shem moishchem and higim ben migal ben mechamor? Why do we split it up? We say shnayim shem moishchem and gomel or shnayim shem manik ben mechamor. Then we say oisha echa moishchem and manik. Why do we do it like that? If they both can be both, if that's Tanakhama Shita, say it by both. I can ask me, until now it wasn't Shver, there wasn't Tanakhama Shita there. So Tosha Rosh says, until now, we thought the whole Arichas of the Tanakhama was just to prove that Rochav is not Koina. I'm saying, Moishech, Manig, Moishech, no Rochav. That's the point. But now that we're saying that Rochav is Koina, and the whole point is just to say that Moishech and Manig work both by Chamar and Gomel, so just say it the way, say it straight. Don't say it in a funny way like that. That's the Mara's Kasha. Yach, Lirvenu, we'll stand over both together. Shnaim, say, Moishech, and Higim, Gomel, and Chamar. And for the Gemara, Ikechad sad loy kani. There is one doesn't work. Ikedamri meshicha bechamar doesn't work. Vikedamri haga bechamal doesn't work. And haga begamal doesn't work. Which means like this: you couldn't say shtayim shoy moishchem vahigem begamal bechamar because by one of them, even Tanakhama agrees is dafka. We're not sure which one. Ikedamri this way, ikedamri this way. So therefore, it goes like this: shtayim shoy moishchem begamal. That's for sure yachleiku. Uman higem bechamar is for sure yachleiku. Echad moishchem echamaneg. Let's say by Gomel, there is Koina. But Echa Moshe V'chamanek by Chamar will not work. Or the opposite. Echa Moshe V'chamanek by Chamar works. Or Echa Moshe V'chamanek by Gomel does not work. We're not sure which one. But that's why it's split it up. Because one of them is not Koina. Yigechad Tzad Loi Koina. One of the Tzadim are not Koina. V'ikid Amri. V'ikstamaisiv is Sefer. Some ask this Raya of Rachel from the Sefer. This the Ma'aseh Masefah. It says the midazu kana, the midazu lemutemai. What's the midazu kamin lafuke? It says dafke kind of like this and nothing else. It's kamin lafuke rachov. It says in the words of the Tanakhama, it says a midazois kanu. What's that coming to say? Lemutemai lav lemutei rachov to say rachov is not kaina. Only either on haga or meshicha, but not riding will not be kaina. Sok the Gemara, it's not a raya. Lo lemutei ipcha. It's coming to say that. But if it's Meshicha by a Chamar and a Haga by a Gomel, it does not work. So, Freit the Gemara, Ihachi, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. You could have asked even better. Ihachi, what's Echamayish Rechamanik? That's what you could have asked. What? That's Mara's Kash, Yachar Yehuda. That's Machaikis. That is Machaikis. What's Machaikis? But you could ask better. What's Echamayish Rechamanik? That's a Tais better. You could ask that. Look at Tais Ihachi, the second Ihachi. Have a matzah like shu megufa. The Tony Oshay Echamoyish Vechamanik. Shvayim no chatzal koni. Could ask like that. But either way, either it's Henry Rudo or it's the first that Echamoyish Vechamanik works by one of them. So Moses says that's not community. Even now it's not Echad lekana. Ikedarim Meshicha bechamar is one that's not koina. Ikedarim and Haga bechamal is not koina. We're not sure which one's which. So the Tanakhama holds one of them ipcha works, one of them ipcha does not work. And midazois kana means dafka midazois means lafuki the other one it doesn't work. It has to be dafka. By one of them, it has to be Dafka, either in Hago or Mashiach, and that's what Midazois means. But Avad, it's not a Raya to riding, it's not a Raya to Rachav. So we said it, but both in the Reisha and the Sefer, it's not a Raya to Rachav, Kanya, not Rachav, because we're trying to bring out this Machlaikis, and Hago be Chamar, and Mashiach be Gomel, is that Dafka or not? That's the Machlaikis here. We're not getting involved in Rachav, because that's the normal thing about both of them. Maybe it's Kanya, we're not getting involved in that, it's not a Machlaikis, and therefore it's not a Raya from this Brisa, one way or another, Legabe. Rachav. And tomorrow we'll continue the sugya of Rachav, Koina, Nat, and this sugya is called Rachav and Manik.